Now, what would you call that sweet stuff that people might put on their bread, on their toast in the morning, made out of fruit?
Jelly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on your table, to season your food with, you might have
salt,
mm-hmm.
pepper,
mm-hmm.
lean pear,
mm-hmm.
and Worcester sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And so many different kinds.
Different things like
uh-huh.
that. Mm-hmm.
Onion salt,
mm-hmm.
celery salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody had a bowl of apples and a little child looked at them and thought he wanted one, he'd point to him and say,
mm-hmm. apple?
Uh-huh. And now, if he wanted somebody to give him
mm-hmm.
one, he'd say,
mm-hmm.
he'd say,
give me an apple,
uh-huh,
please.
Uh-huh. Now, if a person had a whole lot of apple trees, you'd say that they owned a...
Acre or something like this.
Yeah, an acre. Yeah, an acre would be a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about, well, like a group of fruit
uh-huh.
trees of
yeah.
any kind. You
uh-huh.
refer to that as a...
orchard.
Yeah, exactly. Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that the...
seed.
And inside of a peach, the part...
kernel.
Now, the type of peach that separates easily from the kernel, you
free stone.
And then the type that doesn't, you call it
clingstone.
And the part of the apple that you throw away, you call that the
core.
And you know, when you cut up like apples or something to dry them, you say that you're making
dried fruit.
And when that fruit starts getting like this, you say it's getting all
brown and drying out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the way the skin of
uh-huh.
It looks all
part of brownish.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the way it's kind of wrinkled.
Yeah.
You say that it's gotten all
cured.
Mm-hmm. And now talking about the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast, you call them
peanuts.
And have you ever heard any other names?
Goobers.
Goobers, uh-huh. And what other kinds of nuts would they have around here?
Yeah, I don't know. Other ground nuts.
No, I mean, kind of ground nuts.
Pecans.
Yes.
Walnuts, hickory nuts, chestnuts,
mm-hmm.
some places, and so.
Now,
hazels.
Oh, hazelnuts.
Mm-hmm. Hazelnuts.
With walnuts, what would you call the hard covering on the
hull?
The hull.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the soft part on the outside that crushes easily?
That's the skin on the hook, on the walnut,
mm-hmm.
and you go to the hull of the walnut,
uh-huh.
you mash it, that skin in there, all that stuff like a sponge, you come off and leave the walnut,
oh,
so
right.
it'll dry out, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the walnut dries, you can crack it, and the stain mm-hmm. will be gone.
Oh, and then the stain?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Now, what about another type of nut that, people eat like a lot of times at Christmas, and it's kind of oval shape, and it's got holes in the shell. It's got a real thin shell.
English walnut.
English walnuts. Well, yeah, they've got holes in the
and
shell.
And chestnuts.
Almonds. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Now, the type of fruit that grows in Florida that people drink the juice from, you call that?
Grapefruit. No.
And then the ones that are a little bit smaller than the grapefruit.
Orange.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were out of oranges, you might have to go to the store because your oranges were all...
oh, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Now, this next part's about different things that grow in the garden,
mm-hmm.
different vegetables. What would you call